I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Mario Ritter with Explorations in VOA Special English. The Vatican in Rome is the world headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. But the Vatican is more than a religious and administrative center. Over the centuries, church leaders gathered priceless objects, including books, documents, paintings, and sculptures. Come with us now as we join the millions of people who explore the Vatican museums every year.
As you enter the Vatican museums, you pass through large sculptured doors. When the light shines just the right way, bronze squares in the doors seem to catch fire. The artist Secco Buonanotte created the doors in 1999. He produced them for the opening celebration of the new entrance to the Vatican Museums in 2000. But other works here are much older. There are vases and jars with beautiful artwork created more than 2,000 years ago. Statues and paintings show heroes of ancient Troy and Athens. Paintings and cloth textiles reproduce the world of the 16th century. Sometimes experts remove objects to repair them, and some objects may be loaned temporarily to other museums. But there are always many interesting and beautiful objects to see at the Vatican Museums.
If you ever wanted to visit all the Vatican collections in a day, you would have to run, and you would still not really see much of anything. There are, after all, more than 20 museums and public art centers. Today, we tell about a few of the most interesting works of art. The Gallery of the Maps is a good place to start. 40 walls have maps of the world as Italians believed it looked like in the 16th century. Ignazio Danti of Perugia painted the maps in the 1500s.
Another museum, the Gallery of the Tapestries, tells picture stories in wall hangings. These tapestries are made of two materials, silk and wool. They were designed from drawings by the artist Raphael and possibly his students. Works by Raphael deeply influenced painters of the Italian Renaissance. The period represented a rebirth of artistic development. There are more works by Raphael in other Vatican areas. But on this visit, a border tapestry by Flemish artist Peter van Elst, picturing the four seasons, captures your interest. The artist represents spring with two young people in love. A woman holding wheat is summer. Van Elst sees fall as small boys climbing grapevines. The image of a seated person, almost fully hidden by clothing, captures the cold and loneliness of winter.
Roman Catholic Church leaders established several of the Vatican museums during the 18th and 19th centuries. In 1839, Pope Gregory XVI established the Vatican Egyptian Museum. Objects created long ago fill its 9 rooms. The artworks were found in and around Rome. They had been brought from Egypt. The first room in the Egyptian Museum welcomes visitors to the world of the pharaohs, who ruled ancient Egypt. You see a statue of Ramses II. He sits on a throne, a ceremonial chair. He looks very much like a powerful ruler. A very tall statue of the mother of Ramses looks over another room in the Egyptian Museum.
The Vatican Museums also exhibit objects from an ancient land called Etruria. This area is now part of northern Italy. Most historians believe that Etruscan society reached its height more than 2,500 years ago. The Etruscans created fine art with terracotta, or baked clay. Pope Gregory XVI established the Etruscan Museum in 1837. The collection includes vases and objects made of bronze and gold. It also includes statues of full human bodies and sculptures representing heads. In addition, you can see objects that added beauty to the Etruscan temples or religious centers.
Next, we visit the Chiaramonte Museum, established by Pope Pius VII. The Pope's name was Chiaramonte before he was chosen to lead the Church. This museum has almost 1,000 ancient works of art, including statues of Roman gods. The Chiaramonte Museum is sometimes closed to the public, but when inside, you can see a statue called Augustus of Prima Porta. The Roman ruler holds his right arm high in the air. Art experts say the Emperor Augustus was making a victory sign. Or the statue may have once held a weapon. The statue was found in 1863 in the ancient home of Livia, the wife of Augustus.
Now we are in the Pio Clementine Museum, founded by Pope Clement XIV in 1770. It is filled with Greek and Roman sculptures. One interesting statue is the Laocoon. The subject of the statue is from the Aeneid by Virgil, the most famous poet of ancient Rome. The poem is about the ancient war between Greece and Troy. The sculpture shows the Trojan priest Laocoon and his sons being crushed to death by sea snakes. The artists have made the terrible pain of the dying man and boys look very real.
Some visitors believe the works of Raphael are the most beautiful in the Vatican museums. In 1508, Pope Julius II asked Raphael to cover the walls and ceilings of some of the Pope's private living areas. One of Raphael's most famous paintings is The School of Athens. It shows famous Greek thinkers and scientists. Raphael painted these people teaching and gathered around the philosophers Plato and Aristotle. Some experts say Raphael painted the image of the artist Michelangelo into this work. That may be true. Michelangelo was clearly in Raphael's thoughts at times, In a way, the two men competed. Pope Julius probably understood that the competition incited each man to the height of his greatness. Julius so liked the work of Raphael that he told the artist to remove earlier paintings in the Pope's living areas. But Raphael understood the value of the work of others. He saved the work of great artists, including Perugino.
We have saved the best for last. We enter the Sistine Chapel, the official private church of the popes. It is the most famous part of the Vatican museums. Pope Sixtus IV had it built in the 1470s. Major events involving Roman Catholic Church leaders take place in the Sistine Chapel. For example, in April of 2005, top church officials held a historic meeting in this center for prayer. They chose a new pope, Benedict XVI. But the chapel also is home to some of the finest paintings ever created.
On the side walls are paintings by the greatest Italian artists. But when we enter the Sistine Chapel, we look up to see the most beautiful ceiling in the world. In 1508, Pope Julius II asked Michelangelo to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. The result was a series of paintings called The Creation of the Universe and The History of Humanity. The ceiling is an artistic wonder. Michelangelo produced more than 50 paintings that show more than 300 people. The paintings show God creating Adam, the first man. They also show stories from Christianity's holy book, the Bible. It took Michelangelo 4 years to paint the ceiling. He painted it while lying on his back. In the 1530s, Pope Paul III asked Michelangelo to paint the wall of the Sistine Chapel above the altar. This is the structure where religious ceremonies are performed. Between 1536 and 1541, Michelangelo painted The Last Judgment.
This huge painting includes 300 people. Christ is shown as the judge of good and evil. The painting shows some good people rising to heaven, but other people are condemned. They are shown falling or being forced by ugly creatures into hell, where they are tortured forever. Some people find this work beautiful. Others find it frightening. But almost everyone agrees that the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and the Last Judgment are the most famous works of art ever created.
Now it is time to come back to the world of the 21st century. There are many other wonderful works in the Vatican museums, but they will still be there on another day and many days to come.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Faith Lapidus with Mario Ritter, who was also our producer. Join us next week for another Explorations in VOA Special English.